Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Happy new Monday. Happy new week.
I feel like I say this
literally so much. I cannot believe it's the end of July. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I just said that about June. It's kind of crazy. So happy almost end of July. So this month flew by. I feel like I was just in New York. So freaking crazy. But welcome back to the pod, guys. Welcome for any new listeners here. What'd you do this weekend? Do you have any updates? Anything fun?
Yes. This weekend we did a little trip to Santa Barbara for a wedding. And honestly, I forgot. Okay. I've only been to Santa Barbara like once or twice and it is so beautiful. Like honestly, if I didn't live in San Diego, I would live in Santa Barbara. That would be my second choice, like in as far as California goes. It's just so beautiful and peaceful and I don't know, quiet. So that was really nice. It was kind of really quick though, because we drove up on Friday night and then we had wedding stuff on Saturday and then we drove back today. So it was a really quick trip, but I want to go back. It was
how far is it? I don't know if I've ever been.
So I thought it was 5 hours and I was very wrong. It's only like 3.5, I want to say.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like not that far. And it's just so cute. It's very like white and like beachy.
So it's like an hour from LA, basically.
I like hope I'm saying this right. But yeah. Yeah, I think when we were leaving, it was like 3 hours, 40 minutes, I want to say. So yeah, not too bad, but okay. It was super cute. The wedding was very sweet. The girl was just like very thoughtful. Like all the napkins, I thought this was just so cute. All the napkins had her husband's handwriting on it, and it was like a note he wrote to her on a napkin that she saved, and they made it into their wedding napkins. And it was, I have a photo of it, but it has his handwriting and it was
so
like
cute.
You make me so happy. I'm so excited to spend the rest of forever with you. Like,
wait,
dash
he would
John.
Write these things to her on napkins?
I think like this was one that he wrote on a napkin and then she saved it and then they just made it their wedding napkins. And I'm like, wow, I've never even seen someone do this before. Like, that is so sweet. And then something else I thought was really cute was like her cake was just so silly and fun. Like it was a white cake, but like written on it was her new last name. And then it was like her new last name for life. And like that was like they're a really cute, like cool couple. And then also instead of a flower bouquet toss, she was like, I know so many girls would love to catch this and like you all deserve it, but like I want to dedicate these to my mom. And like she was like crying.
Aww,
and then she like gave the bouquet to her mom.
I've seen people do that on social media.
Yeah, I thought that was so sweet. I've never seen that before. So it's so cute to see what people do for their weddings. I feel like people get so creative with this sort of stuff. And it's just, it's really sweet. So
I know, I feel like weddings used to be like just like the standard thing that everyone did the same things. You did the bouquet toss, you did the garter thing, you did like,
yeah, I feel like no
like the
one
money
does
dances
the garter thing
like
anymore.
And I feel like everyone just changes it and switches it up and like don't even do certain things anymore.
Yeah.
They do new things. Like it's so crazy to see how I feel like in a short amount of time weddings have really changed. Honestly, it's giving post COVID weddings.
Yeah,
like people just don't care, like they just do whatever, which is great. So
yeah, no, totally
cute.
Super cute though. Yeah, very heartwarming.
Love that.
What did you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? I listened to my body and she said she was tired, so I stayed
love
home
that.
I did not leave the house and just really rested. And I don't know, I feel like I'm kind of getting back in the swing of things of doing my trainer once a week. And then last week I had to use up a lot of Pilates credits because they expired at the end of the month. So I went to Pilates like 3 times.
Love that.
Which is a lot for me. So I was tired. So yeah.
Love
so I did that
weekend.
And then I'll tell you what else I did in my
Defense
of the week when we get there, but
well
that
maybe
took a lot of my time. do you want me, should I just say it?
Yeah, now? Yeah, let's just, that's a great okay. transition to influence of the week.
Okay, perfect. So my influence of the week is the Olympics. Like, don't call me, don't text me. I'm busy sitting on my couch watching the Olympics. They are so fun. I forgot how fun the Olympics are to watch. Just even yeah. starting with the opening ceremony, it was, I feel like, so well put together and just thoughtful. And there was some things that had controversy in it, and there were some like hiccups and whatnot, but I think they said overall it was a 4-hour ceremony, and it was so good, and it was raining the whole time.
Okay, so I was saw that on TikTok. Shocked
that all these performers still did their performances in the rain and no one slipped, fell, like,
honestly, Taylor Swift set the bar high.
Yeah, like, if it's raining, you are still
yeah
doing
like
it.
Taylor Swift did it for 3 hours, so yeah.
So crazy and so good, and just the passing of the torch, like the journey that it goes on in the whole ceremony, was so cool. And then just seeing all the teams coming in down the Seine on their boats was really cool.
Oh my
and
God,
then
cute.
Closing it off with Celine Dion performing on top of the Eiffel Tower was just
wait which
insane.
Song did she sing? I know the Toast was talking about it.
I have no idea. It was in French.
Oh,
I'm pretty
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was beautiful. Her voice is so stunning. And obviously she has those medical issues that she's been dealing with. So for her to perform like that was just so freaking crazy and so good. I got goosebumps. It was so moving. And then did you see that, like, Beyonce had a little commercial for Team USA, and then Taylor Swift had
no,
a commercial
I
for the USA?
Didn't.
You did not see... Oh, my gosh, dude. Oh,
no.
You have not seen this? Okay. So, Taylor Swift... Taylor Swift herself doesn't have a commercial, but they have the song, Are You Ready For It? And they have all the athletes. Like, it's just like a collage of, like, the U.S. athletes, whatever. But people are saying it's Taylor's version of the song that's playing in the background.
Oh, it's 1,000. If that's being used, like, it has to be. That's so cool.
And so people are, like, freaking out. Like, people are like, oh, my gosh, is this an announcement? Like,
oh, my God,
happening?
Wait, that's, like, so iconic for the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just, like, her song. Like, she's not in it, and it just features the athletes. And
but
then, like, Simone Biles
okay.
at the
oh
end
God,
goes, are you ready for it? And everyone's like, is this an Easter egg? Like, what is happening? Simone Biles-ness.
No, it's 100%. Oh, my God, it has to be.
So people are freaking out. Oh, my gosh, but it was so good. I missed it, so I made Andrew sit on the couch with me, and we had to, like, rewind the, like, section that it was at to try to find it so he could watch it, and I found it. So,
oh, my gosh.
That was so good. But that was just the opening ceremony. And then I don't even know where to begin. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I just get so excited. I don't know if this is just me or if, like, people get really excited about the Olympics. Just watching, like, so far I've watched swimming. Like, love watching swimming.
Oh,
and
they
and all the
won,
records.
Right? They got golds. Yeah,
there's, like, so many different, like, races,
oh, okay.
categories.
There's, like, a certain
there's, like, the team. Yeah, like, men's, I think, I don't know if it's called men's relay, but it's, like, where four different men swim.
Yes, it was four by something.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was such a good race. The energy was so high. There was another swimming race where the guy won. I think he was ahead by 3 or 5 seconds, something crazy in swimming. He won by that far. Like, he just dominated.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really crazy. And then there's this Australian girl who's been really good, and she keeps beating Katie Ledecky, who has been winning so much. So I don't know, it is just so crazy, and it's so cool because on Peacock it really, like, breaks it down. It, like, shows you, it'll give you, like, one screen that has four different sports on, so you can kind of, like, watch, and then you can, like, pick which one you want to watch. And then it has the replays, it tells you, like, what's coming up, like, what's on. So it's, like, I don't know, really good.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Peacock, you can watch it on there. And then Alex Cooper had, like, a Peacock special where she was, like, commentating during the USA women's versus Germany soccer game.
That's, like, huge.
Yeah. So,
wow.
Like, she had that. And then women's gymnastics, obviously the star of the show.
Oh, my God. I saw some clips of Simone.
Yeah, they just did their qualifiers. So I think like team is coming up and individuals in a couple days. But they are just like the women, the US women's team is so insanely good. It is just so crazy. The amount of like power and skill that these girls have. It's just like every time they do something, I'm like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow. Like, oh my gosh. So that's been really good. And then the one that I was not expecting was surfing, because it's actually, all the surfing is actually in Tahiti.
That's so cool.
And first of all, Tahiti looks stunning. And basically they do these rounds and they're 30 minutes long. And like the first day was three at a time. And so you have 30 minutes to catch as many waves as possible. And then they take your top two scores, I think. And honestly, you get really into it and you kind of like, you're like, oh my gosh, are they going to catch a wave? Like, are they going to make it through? Like these waves are kind of big and like there's like different waves every day, obviously, because you can't control the weather. So like the first day for women's and men's, they were bigger and slower. So they were more focused on like staying on the surfboard and staying in the barrel longer. But then today, I think this is day two or three, I can't remember. I think maybe two. And the waves were a lot shorter, but they were a lot more powerful and quick. So they were more about like getting through the barrel and then maybe doing some tricks outside the barrel to kind of help your score a little. I don't know. It's so interesting to watch it all, but each round is 30 minutes and then you get so caught up in it and you watch all the different surfers and they do really cool things and get really good scores and you just like get sucked up. So it's like after eight rounds, you've been watching for 4 hours and I'm like, okay. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing with my weekend at home of resting is watching surfing and the Olympics. And
I saw this video of one of the girls, I think, in surfing, and she was like, POV, like everyone else is at the Olympic Village in Paris, but this is where you are. And it's literally like a villa in Tahiti on the water.
Oh yeah. They have their Olympic Village is a cruise ship that they're all staying on.
Oh my.
They like stay on a cruise ship. I wonder like
what it was that she was, cause she was like in a hut or something. I don't know what that was then.
Oh, maybe they were just so interesting. But yeah. So yeah. So far the Olympics have been going really well. So fun
it's
to watch.
So, the Olympics so much like, going don't on. Feel real. Like it's giving like Hunger Games, like I don't know. It's so funny, but it's so cool, like all the countries and the like, it's just so cool.
Yeah. So I will be watching.
Wait, when does it end?
All week. I think it's like 2 weeks. I think they say 16 days.
Okay. Damn, that's a lot.
So for the next, there's a lot of sports. A lot of countries. I feel like when they do the opening ceremony and they go through all the countries, you're reminded of the countries that you may not have ever heard of.
Yeah, and like they have like one person representing. Yeah. So cute.
Yeah.
I did see some clips of that.
Like so cute. Like some of them have like three and I'm like, they just must be so proud.
So proud.
To be representing their country. And then I'm like, I wish they would say what sport these people are here for, because I would love to know what sport
and
they're
like,
competing in.
And then like we can watch and support.
Right, and support. So, but yeah, I love the Olympics, especially the Summer Olympics, especially gymnastics. So it's been
Alyssa fun. Did gymnastics for anyone who doesn't know. And she was a very good gymnast.
Like 10 years, but like my videos compared to them are like nothing. I mean, my videos that I have are like elementary.
Okay, well, we're girls. Also comparing to the literal Olympic athletes.
Like the best of the best, yeah. So yeah, I love the Olympics. I'm an Olympic girly and it's been just so fun. So okay, that's me.
I just like love the TikToks.
What about you? What is your influence?
Well, I need to watch the Olympics, but I guess I was trying to think about like what I've been loving and wearing recently. And I just love all the shell accessories. Like I love all the shell. Whenever I get served that on Instagram, I immediately go to the website and then usually try to buy it. But I swear everything just feels like everything that I want always feels like it's sold out. But just really pretty shell rings, shell necklaces, earrings. I feel like every year there's just like different variations of them. And I love the pearl ones. I love just like a chunky, I love just like mermaid jewelry. Like if you're looking like a mermaid and it's just like you have all the layers on, I just think summer layers, summer accessories are just super fun. And I feel like those always do really well because everyone is so intrigued by it. At least that's what I see.
I love the Explore page. Statement ones, like the big, like one shell.
Yeah.
I think it's same. From Zara that everyone has. It's like a Zara big gold shell with like the rope necklace.
There's so many like.
Okay.
There's so many different, like there's literally, they sell it on Amazon now, but Zara has a really good one. Oh, Anthropologie is a really good one.
Or like same like people. The earrings, like just the big statement gold shell, yes. Basically.
Yes, I have those. Some from Revolve and I love them.
Cute.
So yeah, I guess that's my influence of the week.
Yeah, I love that. And like all the just charm necklace things that everyone's making with shells, or like the bags.
Yeah.
With the shells on the chain.
That yes. Really
cute. Just cute. Okay, love that. Okay, well, today's episode we're really excited about. We figured we could do a deep dive on how to be consistent on social media because I feel like it's kind of the one thing that everyone talks about, but no one really dives deeper into it. So we're going to dive deep into all things consistency, just what you need to know about it, what does it mean, how to be consistent, and just ideas and tips and tricks that we use to make being consistent easier. And I feel like this was one of our Q&A questions, so we were like, let's deep dive, break it down, and really explore what this means, because I feel like it's truly just something that everyone talks about. So I feel like consistency is a big just social media buzzword. Everyone's always saying it. I feel like when people are doing those calls with Meta and they're like, they share notes on their stories of like, oh, what they learned, it's always mentioned on calls on being consistent. And I truly feel like the algorithm is really affected by it. It's like, I feel like it's the one thing that will, I don't know how to explain it, but like it'll change your algorithm if you are not consistent. Like that is the one thing that we all know, I feel like for a fact, that can like either change it, improve it, make it worse. Like I feel like it comes down to consistency, and I feel like that's something that people don't really talk about. So we're gonna break it down, do the deep dive, and just share kind of our thoughts and approach on it and how we manage it and go about it, because I feel like it can be intimidating, because when you hear consistency, you're like, oh my gosh, I have to post 7 times a week, twice a day, never miss a day, otherwise I'm just gonna be screwed. I feel like when you hear consistency, that's what you think of.
So yeah, but it's different for everyone.
Yeah,
truly.
So we're just gonna break it down, and the first thing we're gonna do is kind of just talk about what it means. So I feel like we'll just kind of share some thoughts on what we think it means and what it means to us, if those are two different things, or I don't know, just how we apply it, basically. So first of all, the algorithm rewards consistency. And again, we know that as a fact, like Meta experts say that, social media experts say that, literally any article. I feel like if you Google how to grow on Instagram, this comes up.
Yeah, it always does. I feel like across all platforms, this is always like the number one advice you're going to get. But I think you can also apply it, if this like intimidates you, also apply it to yourself and say like, okay, consistency can also mean I am just showing up for my audience. And obviously that's how you're going to grow, because if you're always showing up for your audience, they're going to notice that and you're going to build a following. So yeah, I feel like that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah. And I feel like too, just like looking at your schedule and finding what works best for you. And the big part of that is just sticking with it once you figure out what works for you, because that's how you become consistent, and you're basically training the algorithm to know what your consistency is. And I feel like people might think that the algorithm tells you how to be consistent, but actually you're telling the algorithm what your consistency is, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah. I never really have said that out loud. So
I'm screaming.
Interesting.
One, my therapist, our therapist, told me this mantra recently, and I was like, dang, I really need to remember that. But she was like, I am in control of this platform. This platform is not in control of me. And I was like, ooh, that's a good one, Chelsea. So.
So good. So yeah, apply that to the algorithm. Yeah. You are in control of the algorithm. The algorithm is not in control of you.
Yes. And
when it comes to consistency.
Yeah.
And then another thing too, I feel like the specific days and timing matter. I feel like some people will say it doesn't, and I just do not believe them. I feel like from all the research we've done, from all the tests that we've done on our accounts over the years, I feel like picking your days, obviously picking how many days you want to post per week. Pick, is it twice a week? Is it three times? Is it four times? What is doable? What is maintainable? What is a number that you enjoy that's not going to stress you out? Mm-hmm. So picking your days and then going into your insights and looking at what time is the best to post for your audience, because it's going to tell you when most of your audience is active or the highest amount of numbers are active, and then using those times to post and then being consistent on the specific day and the specific time. So for example, say you pick Monday, Wednesday, Friday for your post days, and then you pick 9 a.m. all 3 days. So Monday 9 a.m., Wednesday 9 a.m., and Friday 9 a.m., that's what you're choosing for your consistency. And if you stick with that, I feel like you will have the most success versus, say, if you do Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you keep your days the same, but then you're all over with your times.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to do as well as day and time specific. Or if you pick 9 a.m., but then you post randomly maybe a Tuesday 1 week, and then Thursday, Friday, and then maybe a Monday, Wednesday, like you don't have your days specified, I feel like that's also not going to do as well as specifying your day and time. So I feel like if you're trying to increase your reach or grow your account or just improve your social media presence in any way, shape, or form, I feel like this is the best way to do that, is being consistent with your day and time. I feel like that's...
Yeah, I agree. I feel like sometimes you're going to get a one-off, but I feel like when you get those one-offs, it really has to... It all depends on the quality of your content. Like, I feel like maybe on the one-off, it's a special occasion, or maybe if it's just like a really bomb photo. Like, for example, when we were traveling, I feel like I would post at... There were certain... I don't usually post like on Saturday mornings, like an actual post. I don't know. But sometimes when I do, it's like the best, and it's kind of random. But so just keep that in mind. Like, sometimes it's going to be off, but it can also have to do with the quality. And also, I feel like some of the first girlies that implemented consistency in my head were, if you guys know what I'm talking about, the OG YouTubers. Like, they always had their day of the week. Like, they picked a day of the week, like a new video every Tuesday, and I feel like that's how you did it. Like, that's how you grew. That's how you knew, like, this girl had her shit together, and like, you always knew what to expect. And I feel like that's the first time I ever heard of like the girlies, the influencers being consistent, was YouTube. And I just feel like that was a really good strategy. Yeah. And that's how I feel like how you grow on every platform, day on a time.
Yeah. And I feel like obviously it's goals and what you're trying to reach. So like you said, if you're off, you know, one day here and there, it's not that big of a deal, but definitely I feel like starting off, if you are trying to train your algorithm and your audience, then trying to stick with that consistent schedule is really important. And also, I feel like your audience gets used to it too. Like, people will get used to when to expect your posts and when you're most likely to post. Like, I know some girlies who are on the East Coast, so when they post, it shows up on my timeline, I think at 4 p.m. every day she posts 4 p.m. and I just know that's when I'm gonna see her post. And like, I feel like even if you don't realize you know someone's post time, you subconsciously know someone's post time because they post the same time every day. And so I feel like a lot of people have kind of obviously picked up on that. And we, a lot of us on the West Coast, post in similar times. Like, I feel like a lot of people on the West Coast post between, honestly, I would say like 7:30 and 9.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's kind of like a big range, but I definitely see a bunch of girls posting just in that time frame. And it obviously, again, it depends on your schedule and your personal life. Like, are you going to a 9-to-5? Do you start work at 8? Do you need to post at 7:30? Like, do you have a kid that you have to take care of in the morning or drop off at daycare, so you have to post like at 9? You know what I mean? So it just depends because everyone has different things going on. So again, it comes down to truly choosing the days and time that work best for your schedule and then sticking to it. And then your audience will subconsciously be trained and then know when to expect your posts. And I feel like that's honestly the best way for me, where I see the most consistent results and I can kind of tell what my engagement's going to be and what to expect. Mm-hmm. Like, nothing crazy, nothing. Just like, if I'm sticking with my normal schedule, everything goes usually pretty smoothly. Yeah. So, and I feel like that's kind of the goal and what you want. So, and then like Danielle was saying earlier, sometimes we'll use Saturdays as like a one-off to maybe just post some random content or a different type of content to see. And sometimes it'll do really well. And then sometimes I feel like in the summers, weekends are slower because people are actually out doing things and less on their phones. So I feel like it's truly hit or miss, but I feel like weekends are a good time for tests, but definitely checking your insights to see when it's best to post, depending on your location, your audience and all that.
Yeah. Maybe see like what your audience demographic like age is too, because I feel like I'm not on my phone ever at 4 p.m., but I'm usually like working. So like if, you know, like if your audience is like, maybe they're a young, like young girls just getting into the workforce, like they're not really on their phones, like 9-to-5, like maybe keep that in mind. Maybe you want to post like before they go into work or something like that. Also throwback to like 2019, 2018, when everyone was posting at 6:30 a.m. Like, that is so funny. I feel like if we were to post at 6:30 a.m., like, it just feels so early. Like, I feel like the curve just shifted so much.
I don't know why, but I feel like the focus was on East Coast time. So we were like, oh, we have to post at 6:30 because that's 9:30 East Coast time. And we're like, we want to capture the East Coast girlies, so we have to post at 6:30. And then there weren't as many full-time influencers.
Yeah, like I was going into work at like 7.
Right. So people had to go into work, so then they would post before work. So you have posting before work, trying to align with East Coast girly time. And that resulted in a 6:30 a.m. West Coast post time.
Thinking of these little details is important though, because it's like I want to catch the girlies before they go to work for the day, because like personally I'm not checking, I'm not just like randomly scrolling, usually maybe for like a little bit during the day, but like I'm not like hardcore scrolling and engaging like actually within the hours of 9-to-5. Like I'll do it again at night, and that's also when I post my reel, but not usually.
Yeah, like, I feel like there's kind of two main rounds of engaging, I guess you could say. So it's like the morning. So I feel like for me personally, I try to post between 8:15 and 8:30, and then I'll probably engage for 30 minutes to an hour. So definitely by 9:30, I'm kind of done doing my scroll for the day and engaging. Yeah, so say if someone posts at 10, I'm probably not going to see that unless I am randomly scrolling throughout the day, or when I go back on in the evening to post my reel, which I usually aim between 7 and 8. And then I'll probably engage for another 30 minutes at night. So it's like, for me, if I don't see it within that window, the engagement will probably be a little delayed. So like I might see it the next day or whatever.
In 2 days. So I feel like the algorithm pushes out 2 day posts.
Yeah. So I feel like those are also things to think about when you have time, when you're choosing your specific times. Cause I feel like we've talked about this before and about like just the engagement and having, like, we personally engage after we post, and we've talked about these strategies. I can't even remember what episode this would be in, but we've talked about how basically in order to, maybe it was like an engagement episode, mm-hmm. in order to increase engagement on your post, you want to post and then respond to all your comments under your post and then go to those people's page and then comment on their post as mm-hmm. well. So I feel like all that is happening in a specific time in your time zone, depending on what time zone you're in.
Yeah.
And so trying to fit your content in that time zone, because that's when the most girlies are engaging, if that makes sense.
Yes. And it'll probably bring more girls over to your post if you're doing that.
Right. So when you are picking your time, just trying to get that, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Also, quick note, if you just like have no idea what time is best for you, I would say look at the girls that like you really admire and see like what kind of, when they're posting, maybe get an idea of like who the majority or what time the majority of the girls that you're following slash like look up to in the industry are posting, because it's probably pretty similar.
Yeah. So. Yeah, that's a good point. Or what I used to do when I was trying to figure that out is I would turn post notifications on for certain girls like that. So then you get a notification when someone posts.
Yeah,
that way you can take note of the time, because I feel like I would always forget, and then I would see the post and it would be like, oh, posted 7 hours ago, but then you're like, was that like at 8 or like 8:45? Like what's, you know, 7 hours to Instagram, because they count time weird. It's like once it's been an hour and a half, then your post will say like 2 hours.
What exact time?
Even though you know, yeah. So you can turn on post notifications. That way you'll get notified when someone posts if you're trying to figure out what time is best, but also just checking your analytics and seeing what time your audience is on as well. Just depending on what location and demographic your audience is in, because that also matters, if that makes sense. And then just using trial and error, seeing what works best. If you're just starting out, try different post times and like see, maybe try different things within a month and see what's doing well. Like, does morning do well for you? Does afternoon do well? Does the evening? And then kind of figure that out. Like, I remember there was a point, I think posts did better for me in the evening. So I think there was a certain point where I was like posting my post in the evening.
Yeah, I remember that. You were like testing it out, and then you one day just like, and then it was back. Like,
yeah, I don't even know, but like, you know, just seeing what was working, trial and error, and that was working at the time. So I was like, okay, I will just keep doing this. And then it stopped working, and then I switched back. So I feel like we're always adjusting to those kind of things.
I feel like we both have realized, I think we've talked about this, but Reels just have done a lot better for us at nighttime.
Yeah.
So like we always post Reels at night, even if during the week, even if I don't have like a post and I just wanted to do a Reels for the day, like I always try to wait until night, because I just know it's going to do better than in the weekdays than a morning reel, because I think people just don't have as much time to like literally sit there and consume and actually like,
yeah,
like understand the video, watch the video. So because like I'm not trying to do that in the morning, so it makes sense. So just like think about that, think of it in the eyes of the consumer.
Good point. Okay, so the next kind of section we wanted to talk about is how to be consistent. So, and like truly breaking it down. And this is how we've kind of chosen how we're, the two of us, are consistent. So basically just choosing initially what you are capable of, not overdoing it for yourself, not putting too much pressure on yourself. If you sat down and you're like, okay, what can I give to this platform consistently? And just asking yourself that, is it how many, you know, X amount of times per week can I post? Do I have enough content to post twice a week? Can I post four times a week? Like, what am I capable of without stressing myself out? Because I feel like if you get to the point of stressing yourself out, then you're going to burn out and then it's not mm-hmm. going to be fun. And then it's going to become a burden or a chore and you're not going to look forward to it. So it's really being honest with yourself and what you're capable with, you know, showing up with. And like, there's no judgment for what.
Hey, everybody. It's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair. Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Whatever number that is, like, everyone's number can be so different. Like, your number is probably going to be different if you have a full-time 9-to-5 job versus someone who does content creation full-time, because yeah. they obviously have more time to create content. So it's like, you don't want to put pressure on yourself to be like, oh, well, these girls are posting every day, so I have to post every day. I think people kind of get the impression of that, but I think when it does come down to the consistency, it's just about what you're able to give. And that's going back to what we just talked about, is like picking your days and your times and being specific and mm-hmm. doing that. Like, I feel like I will live and die by that statement. Like, specific yeah. day, specific time, you will have the most success.
Yeah. And maybe you can set goals for yourself. Like, maybe you just realistically, you cannot post every day. So maybe that's a goal, but for now I think it's really important to do like specific goals. So like, I want to create 5 reels, post 5 reels a week, 3 posts, like 3 carousel static posts a week. So 5 reels a week, 3 static posts a week. I feel like that's pretty realistic. And that's like honestly on the high end if you have like a 9-to-5. But I feel like with reels, you might be able to more easily create them at home. Mm-hmm. because I feel like reels can kind of be anything. With your like creative spin, you don't even sometimes have to be in them. So like, that's just an example. Or you could do like 3 reels a week. I don't know. Girlies on Threads are like kind of Threads is so interesting. I swear, oh, people are just giving like professional Threads. Instagram advice on Threads, but like all the people on Threads are saying like post 5 reels a week. That's like what the meta experts are apparently saying. So like, if you want to set a specific goal right here, right now, apparently they're saying this to people, is 5 reels a week.
Okay, but like real quick, I feel like the meta experts are just saying that because the higher ups want people posting more videos.
Yeah, to compete of course.
With TikTok. You know what I mean? So it's like when you hear these things like, oh, the meta rep said this, or Instagram says like this, like, I just like, I don't think that matters. Like, there is, I mean, yes, you do have to post enough per week to stay relevant and be consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, like, I feel like 1 post a week is not gonna do it. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But I don't think there's a max number you can post that Instagram is gonna be like, nope, you've posted too many times. We are not gonna push your content. Like, I just don't think that's gonna happen. So maybe you prefer photo like in feed post mm-hmm. over reels, and you decide you want to post, I don't know, 4 or 3 posts and 2 reels per week. Great. If you yeah. like video content over photos and you want to post 4 reels and 1 in feed, great. I think it just truly comes down to being consistent again with your day and your time and training your audience. That's how you build engagement and all the things we've just talked about. Like, mm-hmm. I've had these meta calls and so I think Meta is outsourcing the calls and then they're just telling those quote unquote meta reps what to say to creators. Cause that was the vibe from the call that I did, because I was like, yeah, I'm not interested in threads because I'm not really a text only person. Like mm-hmm. I'm not on Twitter because I don't like text only. Like I like photos, which is why I'm on Instagram, and then videos for reels, you know, TikTok vibes. And they were like, okay, well, we really think you should post threads. And I'm like, did you not just listen to me that I said I am not interested? And they were like really pushing it. So I think this is like not their fault at all. Like this is their job. They are given a script. They are supposed to like do these calls with X amount of creators and like tell them all these things to push, you know, these certain features that Instagram wants pushed. Like that's the goal of their call. So I don't really think like they... Oh, and Meta reps have said that like they don't even know how the algorithm works, and then they go about and they're like, well, if you post on Threads, your algorithm's gonna work better. And I'm like, make it make sense. Like that just, you know what I mean?
I feel like, so yeah, like, I mean, they have like an agenda of what they're trying to push.
Exactly.
So
of course they're gonna be like, yeah, we want more reels, because like, yeah, they're competing with TikTok. Of course mm-hmm. they want more videos on their platform. So they're like, let's give all these creators a free call with Meta so that they can feel yeah. valued as creators, and then tell them to post more reels. That's the vibe that I get from these mm-hmm. Meta call reps that you do. I don't know. I've done like two, and that was the vibe for both. They really were pushing certain features and they really weren't listening to my concerns. So
one time I like got an email, I think, to set one up, but then I got like way too scared it was fraud and I just gave it up. I don't think it was, yeah, but like honestly, I couldn't get myself to do it because it was
but
like,
also I feel like yeah. you're not missing out on
right. I was like,
you know what I mean?
I'll like, get it on like, Threads.
Exactly. They're not saying anything magical that's gonna change like your social media strategy and games. So I don't know. But okay. The unfortunate thing I feel like is if you do miss multiple days in a row, I feel like that can harm your reach mm-hmm. because I think the goal with consistency is like, I feel like if I did not have a dictionary in front of me and I were just to describe the word consistency in my head, it would be doing the same thing over and over and over again mm-hmm. is like the basics of it. And so I feel like if you're doing this routine of posting and the algorithm's learning and the algorithm is picking up on that you post at this day, at this time, every week, and you're consistent. If you have like one hiccup, like I think it's totally fine. If you have two hiccups, totally fine. But I think if you go for longer than a week, unfortunately, yeah. that is going to mess up your algorithm, and it'll be fine. Like you just have to reset it and like redo it, but you will experience lower reach during that time period. And I feel like that's just a known fact. People have posted about it. People have talked about it. Mm-hmm. I think some meta reps have said that, quote unquote meta reps, you know? So I just think that is something to keep in mind. And of course, if things come up, if it's your mental health, if you, for whatever reason, cannot be consistent for a certain period of time, like mental health first. But if you are able to stay consistent, again, that's how you're going to grow your socials, get good engagement, reach new accounts and all that. And that's what we're talking about yeah. basically. So
yeah. Yeah. I definitely, we've talked about this before because we're just so curious what people are doing when they don't post for 2 weeks, because I feel like we're
oh
just
my
like,
gosh,
this
we
is
talk
our
about this
whole
all
life.
The time.
And I'm like, wait, yeah. what are you doing? Like one of my favorite girlies just took 2 weeks and then just like randomly posted, which is fine. But like, she like randomly posted and I'm like, wait, where are you? Where have you been? Like, I'm yeah. like, girlie. And it's funny. And I think this is like also thinking about it from the consumer perspective, because I love this girl's content so much. I actively, if I feel like I haven't seen her, I will actively yep. search her up and go to her profile. And I like noticed, I was like, oh my God, like it's been like a week and a half. Like, where is she? Like, oh my gosh. And then you kind of move on. Honestly, I feel like the
you're like, oh, okay, interest, she doesn't post.
Yeah, I feel like the consumer interest, like, you're gonna forget. And that's like, don't mean to like alarm you or give you anxiety of like, oh my god, if I don't post they're gonna forget about me. That's not true, but like, I feel like 2 weeks is a lot. I don't know. But yeah,
I feel like 1 week is a lot. Like, I don't know if this is a good or a bad thing, but I cannot envision myself choosing to not post for a week with no reason other than not wanting to post for a week.
Yeah, and like, maybe there is a reason.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, we never know what's going on in people's lives and the background and whatnot. Yeah. But I feel like your mind does pick up on things like that subconsciously. Like you said, like, you went to her profile, you look, mm-hmm. you notice.
Yeah.
Maybe you reach a point where you have a certain amount of followers and you're just like, I'm good. I'm just going to post whenever. Like, I'm just doing my thing. But I don't know. I don't know if those creators are growing. So maybe they're just happy with where they're at.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we do notice those things. And we always will, like, tell each other and be like, oh my gosh, like, so-and-so hasn't posted in so long.
Yeah.
I wonder what's... Or we'll, like, send the post. Be like, oh my gosh, she posted finally. Like, I don't know. But, like, we didn't even realize that. But, like, subconsciously we do pick up on those cues. So on the flip side, as the creator, I feel like people will notice that about your account. So again, one day, not a big deal. 2 days, not a big deal. Once you kind of get into that week time frame, then the algorithm will start to shift. And again, it could be not a big deal. You'll have to retrain it a little bit, take a little dip in reach or engagement, and then get back up. Like, it's totally fine. That's happened to both of us. Like, it is what it is. But if you're trying to avoid that, this is how you avoid that. So
yeah,
you know. And it's, I don't know, I just, when people say, or meta people or whoever, like, oh, you need to post X amount of times per week or whatever, like, it's, I just think it's more important to maintain your own consistency that fits your schedule. And yeah. I feel like you'll just do so much better, because I feel like Meta also is always changing that number. And then these experts are always changing that number. And then you see, like, yeah. TikTok videos, and it's like, Meta just released a statement saying you need to post this many times per week to be a successful creator. And I'm just like, this number is always changing. I don't understand why. Like, why is this changing? And they obviously don't tell us. So just do what you can do. Maintain your own consistency. So
yeah
at the end of the day, mental health is the most important, and just being able to balance that, and I think planning ahead will help that. So aka just don't stress yourself out, being able to plan how to be consistent, I think will set you up for success. So that's kind of the next thing we'll talk about, is just ideas or tips and tricks that we do to make being consistent easier. So did you, when you had your 9-to-5, did you do anything specifically to help be consistent? Because I don't think I ever did this. There was like a 9-to-5.
My 9-to-5, there was, oh my god, okay, never mind. I thought the donut boys cars were coming back. No, when I had my 9-to-5, there was absolutely not a schedule option. So that is such amazing thing we have now that you can utilize. But when I did have my 9-to-5, I would shoot heavily on the weekend and be prepared for the week. And I think that I was posting Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I want to say. And it was definitely doable. For sure, like shooting on the weekends. And in the summer, when it doesn't get dark super early, then you can also like shoot after work. But that's what I did on the weekends. So yeah, I feel like you definitely have to love this industry to be willing to like take that time out of your weekend and just make sure that you have content and you're shooting and you're posting throughout the week, because I feel like it's really easy to burn out if you're not doing this for the right reasons, like for your actual passion being like content creating and fashion or beauty or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like scheduling out posts is huge. I think you can do it from desktop, and I think you can go actually into, I think it's Facebook the business manager thing, I think you can schedule posts out for there. Not sure if anyone does that, but I think people can do that for clients if you have clients. But for your personal account, just obviously scheduling out on your account, I feel like is so clutch now that we have that. So that's really cool. And then again, just looking at your insights for timing. So seeing when your audience is active, because it'll tell you exactly like that, it like breaks it down and says like what times, how many people are active during those times. And I feel like every day for the most part, mine stays the same. Like I think it says 9 a.m. is the most active. Like it's, I don't know, it's like always said that, it's never changed. So I feel like that's why I've stuck with what I've stuck with, because that's, and then like you said, batching content when you're shooting. So if you do have a 9-to-5, shooting on the weekends, getting a couple outfits in, or shooting after work, or even just in general, if this is your full-time job, I feel like, yeah, it's fun to shoot content when you're out and doing things, but if you're like me and you don't do a lot of things sometimes, like sometimes some weeks are just slow and I don't really leave the house that much, batching content when we shoot helps so much. I feel like I don't get stressed out with content. I usually have a good catalog of content that I can choose from in terms of locations, different types of outfits, different types of content and styles that I want to post. So I feel like batching content when you can is super helpful, because you just get a mix of content at one time. And for me, I sometimes will stretch those into multiple posts. So it's like, okay, you're getting your photos of your outfits and then you're getting video. We always say like, get your video. Like we'll be shooting sometimes and like one of us will be like, I don't really want a video.
Yeah.
Like, are you sure? Just take the video really quick.
A clip, a collage.
We're here, we're already doing it, might as well take a 5-second video. Like, and then it's like, I feel like you thank yourself when you go back and look and you're like, oh, thank God I took a video. Like if you're making
never
an outfit
know what
collage,
you need it for.
Like, so doing that, and then also taking the, you know, filler aesthetic photos, if you're getting coffee, and just like your purse, the croissant, the coffee cup, your headphones, whatever, just creating a cute little situation, clicking some really quick photos of that. And then when you're actually taking your outfit photos, doing a couple different poses. So maybe don't focus so much on just one pose, like do like a stand, like we talk about this, do a standing one, do a half body shot, do a sitting one, try to just get a couple different angles in one outfit. And I feel like this will just help you so much. And maybe you might not like the photos, but then like 3 days later you go look at them and you actually like them and you're like, oh yes, like now I have this. And then you could post like the standing photos 1 week, and then in 2 weeks maybe you run out of content and you didn't have time to shoot on the weekend, then you can use the sitting photos 2 weeks later and it's a completely different post, but you're able to stretch that. So it's like when you give yourself variety, you're really helping your future self. Your future
self will thank you when you're doing that. Like an archive of things that you can just pull from the closet and post when you're in need. Yeah. So yeah, that is really
important. And I've done that so much lately.
Yeah, it's like, just like summer's hard. You're gonna be so like, thankful. Like,
yeah, like you just never know when you're gonna run out of content or things might come up and you don't have time to go shoot. Or you have trips, and I don't know, like, I think there was a period recently where we didn't shoot for a whole month, and I was really digging.
But the thing is, like, we had content, like, that much content backed up, so whenever you
can. And I feel like if you look at my feed, you wouldn't even know. Like, like, your audience doesn't know that, so it's like, that's why when we're out, we, like, really push each other to do those types of things, so that when we go back and we need content, we're like, thank God we did that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
So that's a tip I definitely feel like is stretching out one outfit into multiple posts if needed. So then you literally can get so many posts, I feel like, out of one outfit. Like there is this one coffee shop we go to, and one time we shot in 3 different spots in this one coffee shop because we were like trying with the lighting. And we were just trying to figure out what was working. Like, this was our first time, I think, at the coffee shop. So we're like, let's just sit at all these different places and see. And I am not joking, I posted all 3 of those, like, coffee spots. And they all did well.
Yeah, like, love that.
It was totally fine. And I was like, this is so nice. Really so stretching nice. This content out. So that is definitely a hot
such
tip
a good tip.
For sure. And then, like we said before too, mixing in that home content. So maybe you don't have time to go out and shoot, or you have your 9 to 5, and then maybe you don't have anyone to shoot with you on the weekend because your significant other's busy, your girlfriend's out of town, and you just really don't want to go out with a tripod. Mm-hmm. Shooting and mixing in at home content, I feel like that kind of lifestyle relatable content is doing well anyway. So now's kind of the time to start potentially introducing that, if that's something that you want to put in your content, just like at home styling videos, makeup videos, hair tutorial videos. Yeah. I don't know, any kind of video you can make at home.
And like if you scroll,
or like vlogs, daily vlogs.
Yeah. Cute. Scroll on the Reels Explore page. You will find so many, trust mm-hmm. me, that you can get some inspo for. Maybe you can be like, oh, I can do that at my house. Like that's super easy. My room looks like that. Like those little things, and you will get inspo.
And then you don't even have to leave the house. You can have yourself a little shoot day at home, and then kind of mix that content in with your outside content as well. So, but yeah, so basically, we can kind of explain how we chose our consistencies and just kind of our thought processes behind it. So I feel like, again, for me, I do a in-feed photo carousel post in the morning, and I try to post between 8:15 and 8:30. So I have like a 15-minute window for myself, and I will prep my post the night before. Mm-hmm. So I usually set my alarm at 8:15, and I wake up and I post. I know that may not be the healthiest thing, but I love just like waking up and then posting.
Yeah.
So that's what I do. And so I post between that time frame, and then I usually engage for an about 30 minutes to an hour in the morning, depending on how busy my day is and like what I need to get up and do. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of my strategy in the morning. And I respond to all the comments, go onto those girls' profile, comment back, scroll through my feed, comment on people's posts. And I feel like I give a good solid hour to that, and like that usually gets returned onto my post. So that's great. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I might scroll throughout the day. It's not like a productive scroll. Like if I am scrolling, I shouldn't be kind of situation. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like kind of wasting a scroll, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But then at night I always post a reel at night because reels just do better for me at night. And I think too, with reels, timing isn't as important in terms of the performance of the reel, but timing is still important in terms of consistency, if that makes sense. So I post my reel between 7:15, I'll say, and 8 is the window for my reel. And then I'll probably engage for 30 minutes. I don't think I engage as long in the evening. And then I post basically every day. Sometimes I will take Saturdays off or just post a reel on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I post every day. But that's just a consistency that I've chosen for myself and that I keep because I love posting so much. And it just brings me so much joy. And I am so sad on the days that I don't have a post ready. But I give grace to myself and I let it go. And I say, I will post the next day. But for the most part, and again, I am full-time. This is my full-time job. So I don't have a 9 to 5 where I'm not able to do that. So that is my consistency situation. What is yours?
Love that. Okay. I am also 9 to 5. No, I also do this full time. So keep that in mind. But yes, I'm usually posting daily. Sometimes like I'll take a day off in the week and I don't know. Yeah. I feel weird about it sometimes. Then other times I'm like, oh, I was like super productive today. So yeah, sometimes I'll take a day off during the week. But I also do a post, static post, usually in the morning around like 8, like 40, honestly, I think. So around 8:40-ish. And then I am also engaging within the next hour. And I then post at night around, for some reason I've noticed like later does better for me. So around like 7:40-ish, I'll probably post my reel. And lately I've just been Xing right off the app, like, I don't know, and like crossing my fingers, ghost, hoping, baby. Yeah, like, and honestly, I don't know. I feel like the reels at night just do so much better. I don't know why. During the week, it's just, there's a huge, I mean, I do know why. I just said earlier in this podcast is because I just don't think people have the time of day to consume mm-hmm. a reel in the morning. So, like, I'm,
and also too, side note on that is like reels, at least on our analytics, get shown to more non-followers than yeah. followers, whereas posts get shown to mostly followers versus non-followers. So that's why I think for reels, like when you post at night, post and ghost, and it still does fine, I think it's because it's reaching a new newer audience regardless. So there's not as much pressure on that. And then also reels have the more chance of going viral for whatever reason. Like posts still will go viral, but I feel like reels definitely have a higher chance of going viral. Yeah. So I feel like there's just so many factors at play here
mm-hmm.
when thinking about it. But in terms of consistency, yeah. you post at like, you said 7:45? Is that what you said?
Like PM, yeah, for reels. Yeah, I post later. I've noticed it does better. And same on TikTok. Like I'll do a post on TikTok, I'll post like super late, and it's so funny. My TikTok insights for the time that most of my audience is on, it literally says 3 a.m. And I'm like, okay.
Hello, you what? Guys?
Yeah, like I'm just, I'm really confused. And like my highest demographic is the United States. So I mean, it does make sense because I feel like people are awake really late. I don't know. Like, I don't know why it that says that. I kind of feel like it's not right.
I need to check my TikTok. I have not looked at that information in a while. Okay.
But yeah, I feel like posting really late on TikTok is completely fine with me. I feel like there's not like a huge drop off.
That's a good tip because I was nervous and I wasn't sure. Like sometimes if it's like past 9 here, which means it's midnight on the East Coast, I'm like, oh, it's too late. I give up. I'm not posting today.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe because it's summer too. Like people are in school right now. True. So they're just like at home scrolling literally on TikTok.
I mean, sometimes I'll be to the depths TikTok of the night.
Like they're just.
Yeah, it's not okay, good.
Love that. Cool.
Yeah, and then for me, Saturdays, I'll typically use Saturdays as like my chill. I'll do a reel in the morning. Maybe I won't do a reel on Friday night and then do a reel in the morning for Saturday morning. Same. Because I just can't really feel the vibe of Friday nights. Like
yeah, Friday night, Saturday like, morning, it's like yeah,
and Saturday you just
feel
nights
the vibe
like,
of that week.
Yeah. So that's typically my schedule.
Love They're that. Pretty, I feel like pretty similar. Pretty similar. And I feel like a lot of creators that we know are on that kind of same-ish window of a schedule. So if you don't know where to start, maybe start somewhere in there and see if that worked for you. I feel like weekends are potentially, you know, less quote unquote important if you do need to skip a day. So like we just said, like sometimes we won't post Friday nights, and instead of posting the reel that we would post normally at night, we just do it Saturday morning and kind of stretch that post into another day, or just kind of feeling the vibe. Like I feel like Saturday nights are weird because people are out, they're doing things, so they're probably not on their phone as much, especially in the summer. So it's like that's not always the best time to post. And then same with Friday night, I feel like people are getting off work, they're going out, they're getting drinks with their friends, like they're celebrating the weekend. So like again, maybe not on their phone as much, but like Saturday morning, people are a little hungover, they're chilling,
in bed,
they're relaxing, they're on their phone, they're scrolling. So then maybe Saturday is like the good morning reel post time. And then, I feel like people are getting their lives back together on Sunday. So like back to the schedule. And then obviously
I love
Monday
a Sunday
through
post.
Friday is back to normal. So that is our thought process behind that. And then just a reminder too, that there are going to be low periods, even when you are being consistent, unfortunately, and it's okay. Like, I feel like it is so important during these low periods to not give up. Like, do not give up when you're down. You've got to
stick with your schedule. And I feel like having that schedule can be really good, because I feel like if you don't have that schedule, then it's really easy to just give up. But having that schedule, mm-hmm. be like, okay, but this is my job. Like, I'm committed to this. I'm going to post on my schedule and keep going.
That's a good point, because I feel like I don't have a quote unquote schedule for TikTok. So like, I don't really care and I'm not really consistent, but I should actually make a schedule for myself. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like for TikTok in my head, I'm like, I'm going to post 2 to 3 videos a day after 7 p.m. But that's not very specific. I need to break it down and I need to be more specific, mm-hmm. and intentional with my goals there. So I need to
Because then there's evaluate less, that. There's like less thinking time involved of like, oh, this didn't do well, I just don't want to post again. But if you already have your set schedule that you committed to, then that's just like, mm-hmm. the next thing on your list. Like, you're going to follow through. So
yeah. Definitely. Okay. And then last tip to help with consistency is, if you need this, setting reminders for yourself or an alarm. You guys, I literally have an alarm on my phone for 6:45 p.m. And no matter where I am,
this alarm goes off. No matter what time zone.
If we will be in Europe, it's going off. We will be on the East Coast, it's going off. Like, I just have this alarm that I set as a reminder for myself. And maybe if I'm not even posting that day, it's totally fine. Like, I just turn it off. But it's so good to have, because I have it for 6:45 p.m. because that gives me enough time to be like, okay, finish up what you're doing, whether that's eating dinner or if I'm in the middle of something, to get my reel post ready. If it's not ready, get it, mm-hmm. set up, choose my cover photo, come up with my caption, do all the things. So by the time it is 7:30, I'm ready to post. Gives me like my time to get ready. Or if we're out doing something, it'll be like 6:45. Okay, like in your head, like, make sure don't forget to post, because if we're at an event, I might have like pre-prepped one to post. So that is another thing. I don't necessarily, personally for me, schedule my reels, because in the past, the cover photo doesn't do what I want it to do. Mm-hmm. And aesthetic is very important to me, so I need the cover photo to comply. So I will just manually do it in the moment, and that's just my personal strategy. Yeah. I've been burned too many times by that, so I just personally choose not to do that.
That would be awesome if there was no glitches. Like, if it was just a working feature, that would be so cool.
And maybe it is now. I haven't tried in so long because it lost my trust, and I just cannot risk the aesthetic for that. So, but it's funny, we'll literally be in the car driving, we'll be listening to podcasts, listening to the radio, and all of a sudden it'll be so loud
at an event, and it'll just be like going off, and people will be like, oh, is it your birth control? And we're like, no, it's her real alarm. Like,
it's my post alarm. But like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Wow, like, dedication.
I know. You, like, if that's what's gonna help you stay consistent, then like, set an alarm, set your morning alarm, set your night alarm. Whatever. Yes. I have my alarm, and it's always a good reminder, and it never fails me, and I love it. So that is something that I've implemented, and I will continue to do. Tip. And if you have ever hung out with me at 6:45 p.m., you have heard my alarm go off. So yeah.
Love that.
But just to wrap it up, I think the main point of this whole episode is basically for consistency to choose your days and your times specifically, and then stick with it. That's how you're going to see the best reach, growth, success. I will live by this. I would tell anybody this. I would, like, this would be the advice, because I feel like when you hear people say like, oh, you need to be consistent. Oh, like Instagram tips, like in their question box, and they put like, oh, be consistent. I feel like that's what this means, is like, picking your consistent, whatever that looks like for you, and sticking with it through the highs and the lows. Like, just stick with it, because it is the long game. And I think the people who stick with it are the ones who are successful, because we've seen girls with accounts like over 100K, and they literally just stop and they start a new account, and we're just like, what is going on? Like, if you were just consistent on this account, like things would pick back up. And we've seen girls like, you know, with the same number following for so long, all of a sudden have crazy engagement.
Mm-hmm.
After it can like happen not just having the, so like, suddenly. It can literally happen to anybody. So it's like, don't give up, keep going, keep showing up for yourself, for your audience, and just keep doing you. And I feel like that's when the consistency pays off the most.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tested
it
time and time again. So that is basically it for our episode. Hopefully this helps any of you guys just trying to get inspo on what consistency should be, explanation of it, helping to understand and narrowing it down, and just tips on it and like what we do, like my alarm every single day. So yeah. Do you want to share our listeners of the week this week?
Yes. Our listeners of the week is our finalized group of the South of France girlies going on our trip with us in September. We are truly so excited. It is such an amazing group of girls, and we can't wait to do round three with all of them.
Yes, we love this group so much. Everyone is so amazing, and now we get to start kind of finalizing and adding our special touches to the trip, which is so fun, and we have so many fun, cute things planned. So thank you guys for signing up. We're pretty sure it's closed. If you want to check last minute, it might still be open. I don't really know, but we think it's closed. So
yeah.
Yes. Love all the girlies going. And we're going to have another Zoom call with them so soon. So I think that's pretty much it. Hope you guys have an amazing week. Danielle, you're going to Lola this week.
Oh, yeah. That was an update.
Is anyone going to Lola?
Yeah, let me DM me if you are going to Lollapalooza. Honestly, I said I was going to Chicago a few weeks ago, and I did not realize how many Chicago girlies were out there because I did get a few DMs, but I will be in Chicago this week. So yeah, I'm excited.
How fun. Well, hope you guys have an amazing week, and we will chat in our next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.